My next guest on Mizzou Music is Jacob Gottlieb. He's the managing director of the Mizzou New Music Initiative at the MU School of Music. And while he's been busy all year, things get really heated up the next couple of months. One of his main projects is the Mizzou International Composers Festival, which happens July 24th through the 29th. Jacob, welcome back to Classical 90.5.
Always a pleasure, Trevor.
So you now have one school year under your belt, right? Mm-hmm. How's the experience been? Any surprises?
The first year has been terrific. I've been involved in lots of events in the New Music Initiative throughout the school year, including visiting guest composers, visiting guest ensembles, competitions. We had our big Creating Original Music Project K-12 competition in April. That took up a lot of my time, plus Third Coast Percussion was here in February. The Mizzou New Music Ensemble played several concerts throughout the year, including their final concert in the Planetarium of the St. Louis Science Center on May 5th, along with projections of the eclipse to celebrate the coming solar eclipse on August 21st. And now, as we're gearing up towards the summer, in a couple of weeks, we'll have our Missouri Summer Composition Institute. It's a week-long high school summer camp for teenage composers. And then, as you mentioned, at the end of July, July 24th through 29th, will be our huge Mizzou International Composers Festival.
Now, when you got here a year ago, you were given sort of a playbook for how this has happened before. And was there much done in the way of preparation, or have you had to sort of build with your team the festival that will happen at the end of July?
Everything has a past, and all institutions have a memory, and I get to take advantage of that, so I don't have to build everything from the ground up, which, you know, wouldn't even really be possible with, for example, a festival of this magnitude. So fortunately, my predecessor left a lot of documents and a lot of history for me to sort through to kind of see how things were done in the past. Now, me doing this for the first time means I kind of had to reconstruct how it was done in the past and kind of follow that model a lot. But now after I have done it, my second year, maybe I can begin to infuse a little bit more original ideas or kind of unique perspectives now that I've kind of got it under my belt. But yeah, I'm very lucky that my predecessor, Billy Lackey, left an entire hard drive full of historical documents, full of all of the things that he did, so that I can go back and kind of reconstruct how things were done in the past. And after I understand that, then I can see how I can improve them or build on top of them.
Now, in the midst of the school year and the activities that kept you busy, mm-hmm. I know you're also an instrumentalist and a composer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been able to keep your fingers in those pies at all?
Yes. Well, I try. So spring semester, I didn't have as much time to compose, but in the fall, I certainly did. And now that I've kind of got the lay of the land, I'll be able to integrate composing into my schedule, I think, a lot more effectively. So, which is necessary because I've got several projects that should have been due, and now I'm running late on. So now I've got to get them done. And you know, always in your first year, it's about kind of discovery of what the work entails and how to go about structuring your time to do the work. So now that I kind of get a sense of the ebbs and flows of the school year and kind of the patterns of how the events arrive and recede, I can start building a kind of more consistent schedule to work in the composition again.
That is Jacob Gottlieb. He's the managing director of the Mizzou New Music Initiative, talking about his work also as a instrumentalist and a composer. He's not just out there promoting new music, he's making it at the same time. Coming up July 24th through 29th, the Mizzou International Composers Festival will bring to Columbia Alarm Will Sound and 8 resident composers and a pair of guest composers. Over the course of about 2 months' time here on this program, I'm visiting with those composers. So far, we've talked to Henry Stewart. Carolina Aredia was a guest on the program last week. And coming up, we've got half a dozen more resident composers and then 2 guest composers in the mix. Were you familiar with any of these composers before this year's festival?
Yes. Obviously, Henry Stewart is a Mizzou alum. He was a Mizzou Masters in Music Composition student, so I got to know him very well over the course of the year. He worked with me, and I met him last year at last year's festival when he was the production assistant. So it's very good for him because he got to be on both sides of the festival. Last year, he was kind of running the show, helping to run the show in the background, and this year he is one of the featured composers. So that's a great experience for him. Amadeus Regus Serra, I actually met several years ago at the June in Buffalo Festival when I was a PhD student at the University of Buffalo. I got to meet him there and got to learn a little bit about his music there. And as for the rest, I've never met personally, but through the application process, I did get to know their music a little bit, and I'm very excited about that. And obviously, as the scores of the new pieces that they've been writing have been coming in, I've gotten a chance to take a look at those and kind of anticipate what their music is going to be like, and I'm very excited to hear the final result.
And you too can hear the final result at 8 World Premieres. Alarm Will Sound will perform 8 works by 8 resident composers on Saturday, July 28th. You can find more details about the entire Mizzou International Composers Festival on the website music.missouri.edu. We just heard from the managing director of the New Music Initiative at the University of Missouri School of Music, Jacob Gottlieb.